back. All right. And we back. And we back. All right. So what I was
about.
What's up? So what I was about to say. Yes.
Somebody called you, didn't they?
Yes, and I don't.
Make a post. Tell motherfuckers they can't call during the cast.
I need to start. No, you know what it is? I used to make a post right before I did it, right? Like, I would make a post and then we would do it. I didn't say anything these last couple times. I just came home and did it. And, like, niggas is calling me, like, where you at? What's up? This time it was my roommate. Like, what you doing? You trying to go out? And I'm like, yeah, nigga, after this. Anyway, so what we were talking about is, were you saying something? I was saying that, like, I think that the conversation that we're not ready to confront is, like, niggas just be bisexual. That nigga's bisexual. We don't like to confront, we don't like to talk about that kind of shit, because then we have to, like, accept that kind of shit. No, he's not straight.
I really want to get you
So, what about men who prefer kinks and sex acts that have to do with butt play, but they only like it with their... They're not interested in sleeping with men. They don't want to suck dick. They don't want to... But they want their woman to fuck them, lick their butt, or touch their butt, whatever, in sex because it feels good to them and it's one of their kinks. I see people all over the internet call men like that gay, but they only want to do that with a woman. So how is that man gay?
I don't think that that guy's gay. I don't think people want to accept that, but that's because... But here's why. Here's why. People think that gay and ass is, like, mean the same thing. No. Like... I'm not gonna get too deep into that because I don't want to, like, scare y'all off. But just, like, there's a reason. Just, like, I can explain. Like, just because, just like there's a reason that penetration feels good to women, there's a reason why niggas like ass play. There's a reason for it. There's, like, a scientific reason for it. And so, like, and so niggas can get mad about that all they want. You also don't have to do it. You don't have to do it or like it. It's okay. I don't like... But if we're going to talk about it, then let's fucking talk about it. And, like, I don't think that that makes somebody... I don't think that makes somebody gay.
A lot of the folks who will probably be here might be there at this event.
Like, what do you think about that?
Like, my mom booked a move till after 9, so
I'm listening.
What do you think?
I need you to answer that. What's the verdict on that?
Me?
Because that's a real question too.
I answered my part. Well, I want your answer. I don't think that necessarily means that nigga's gay. That's just a gay act. Like, if you want to call it that, fine. But, like, if that nigga's doing it with a woman, then it's not gay, right?
Right, here's the thing, like, I believe that, one, the first part is, mind your damn motherfucking business, bitch. You know what I'm saying? That's the first part.
We love to say that about everything else until somebody gay. You notice that shit? Or until, really, sex in general. Like, not, I won't even just say that. I won't even, like, just make it about gay people. Because it's not. Like, we love to say minding people's business until it's about, like, who somebody fucking.
Exactly. Exactly. So, my thing is, if there's nothing wrong with, you know what I'm saying? I might catch flack for this, but if there's nothing wrong with women experimenting and doing what they do, then why is there such a stigma on men doing what they do? You know what I'm saying?
Because we have to confront the idea that men can like something without being gay.
When I was in DC, my homie Robert, he was the coolest dude I knew. Big black gay dude. And then bro was like, hey bro, let's go get some lunch or something like that. People were like, why are you hanging out with him? Like, because he's a fucking person and wants to go get some lunch, dog. Like, I don't mean that. You know what I'm saying? But they take it like that when it comes to men. Only when it comes to men. You can't have a gay friend, or you can't It's only with men is there astigmatism.
And also, like, okay, so my cousin said something, and I don't know if I responded to it, but I'm going to respond to it. That doesn't mean that nigga's not, that doesn't mean that shit's not gay. I'm not saying that, like, a dude doing, if you do something with another dude, then, like, fine, that action is gay. But, like, does that whole entire person have to be gay? I don't think people know how to separate those two things.
Right, the act from the what you identify as.
And I'll put it into another perspective, because it seems to be confusing when it's niggas, but like it's not confusing when it's women, right? So I'm a woman, so I can put it in my own perspective. I've had a boyfriend.
As a man, you can't even make that argument, because if it's some females watching this right now, it's probably sitting there like, man, that nigga hell's gay. That's all they thinking. Just because I accept what somebody do and let them be them, and it doesn't bother me. It's no judgmental shit. That's your sexuality. That's what you do. Like, if we so accepted, why can't you accept that?
Because like, we're not.
You know what I mean? Let's be understanding. All this people, what people do is what people do, except for when it comes to black men. That's wild, B. That's wild. They're not saying that I don't have any opinion on it. It's just a person, dog, doing what they do. It's really none of my business. But since you asked the dude about it, it's really none of my business. But since you asked him about it and he explained what his thoughts were, you just automatically assume it's this. And the way that they're using it is like gay is bad or something. And that's what I understand about black
people. That's it. That's exactly it. That's exactly what I was trying to say. Like,
when you're trying to be so accepting and you want everybody to accept what you're doing, but the way you're using it and the way you're joking about it is like it's a negative thing. Like, let them people be. You know what I'm saying? But even to say that as a black man, it got them thinking that you on some other shit. You can't even defend a motherfucker. Like, oh no, that's what you do too. Like, come on, dog.
Hey man, honestly, I kind of just like chalk that shit up to like childish shit. Like, that's, I don't know.
It's hella childish. Why is it only the black community that does that? Like, we'll tear our own people down first.
Hey, but that's what I was going to say. Like, we act like we don't understand it, right? It's like, shit like that, we act like we don't get it. So, like, put it into another perspective. Like, I'm a girl. I've had a boyfriend. I'm a whole fucking lesbian, though. I realized, like, hey, I don't think I like this. I had boyfriends, and I realized, yo, I'd rather be in your position. I don't think I like you like that. You're not, like, attractive to me like that. I like bitches. Like, so put it in that perspective. Could somebody look back on me and be like, oh, but you had a boyfriend in high school, so that doesn't mean you're like, no, nigga, sexual fluidity.
Well, let's talk about it. They canceled Frank Ocean for the same thing when everybody found out that,
Cam, I'm not gonna get into that, by the way.
Excuse the mess. As soon as they figured out that song was about a dude, cuz got canceled.
Hey, hold up. I haven't seen some of these comments to respond. So I'm not gonna like get all into like a big ass deep explanation of what I meant about ass play. But, like, if you want to know, look it up. But, like, it's shit some niggas are into, all right? I just wanted to respond to that because my cousin said it. I didn't respond to it. I'm not going to get all into that. But there's a reason why people do this shit. I have a whole nother opinion on shit like that. But that's, like, a conversation for another day. But like, as far as, like, honestly, I don't think we're, like, really comfortable with talking about, like, the entire, like, getting off of just gay men. I don't think we're comfortable with talking about the entire subject of, like, the idea that people can, like...
Look, this is what the podcast is for. fuck who's comfortable with it. Don't watch.
But yeah, that's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about. I was saying, like, in the context of, like, society, the reason why we have problems with comments like Tank's comment, and the reason why we think it's makes sense to, like, jump to conclusions about him off that, is because then we have to confront our ideas about that shit. Like, we now have to confront our ideas of, like, wow, what I thought this dude was this. What if he's still this and he says this? What if it doesn't? What if I told you, like, it's more complicated? It's like not like super, like, surface level. You know what I mean?
And it's like the only reason that they want you to, like, hardline, as far as, like, when I see black men and black entertainers go that route, they want you to hardline say what you wore. Or they, you know what I'm saying, so they can make the decision if they fuck with you or not. But it's like, dude, like, we live in a whole different environment, dog. We live in a whole different era. So, like, all that 1950s bullshit that motherfuckers be on, you can't say that you're an open person. You can't say that you're a loving person. You can't say that people can do what they want to do. And then as soon as somebody expresses how they feel about something, you just judging them. That's my thing on it. That doesn't mean I participate or anything. It's just what you, like, come on, dog. Like, I don't get it. That's what I'm saying. I don't get it. Like,
hey.
Robert is still my friend. Nino is still my friend. That's because he sleeps with men don't make him less of a person or any of it. It don't mean anything, though. It really don't mean nothing to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. People would just be like taught to care about that shit. I think
if you fucking cool with your boy, if you okay with that, you hang out with him, that automatically makes you that. They on that whole birds of a feather shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, dog.
Yeah. People have, like, tried to do that to some of my friends, too. Like, I've had female friends, and they'll, like, kick it with me, and then they'll have to, like, say that they're not my fucking girlfriend. And it's like, that's, like, I feel like that's just, like, kindergarten thinking. That's, like, I feel like we're just back to talking. I feel like we're just back to being worried about pee-pees. Like.
Right. Like, now, let's transition into that always tampon shit.
Hey, no, you were gonna bring it up. I was gonna bring it up. Let me first start by saying I don't think that that's a real fucking thing. And what I mean by that is I think that that's some shit that, like, a handful of white people, white trans people, are worried about. And that's a lot how those issues come out. I feel like, honestly, all of that shit. I'll probably get some flack for this opinion. I don't give a fuck, because I fuck with trans people. The white trans community is to blame for that shit. Like, not all of them, so no one has to take offense to it. But, like, the what I mean by that is, like,
because it's a woman on the, like, dog.
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't think that's a real issue, bro. I think that's something like a couple, like, off motherfuckers came up with.
In the same token, it's like when black people blame because a nigga didn't like them at the Popeyes line, it's racist. No, he might not like everybody. He might just be a piece of shit. Now, are there some racist incidents? Absolutely. But that ain't got nothing to do with that. Like,
I have a theory.
What are you mad about? That's what I don't understand.
No, but that's what I'm saying. I have a theory, bro. Honestly, white people, like, in America, don't really have much to feel oppressed about. That's why we're, like, seeing but like, white people are always, like, white people, I feel like, in America are always looking for, like, something else to be oppressed about. And, like, it's just, like, how there's, like, a whole bunch of different, like, there's, like, a bunch of different sexualities, and, like, most of that shit, fine, you know, whatever, but, like, then you got shit, like, fucking scoliosexual and demisexual and shit, and then it gets into, like, I feel like that's just white people coming up with shit that they're, like, trying to feel oppressed about.
Yeah, Right, trying to feel disenfranchised. Like, nobody wants that shit. Why are you trying to move?
Precisely. That's my point. But what I have to say to it is like, sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. Like, what was you about to say?
No, I'm agreeing with what you said. Like, get over yourself. Like, you know what I'm saying? You're just trying to find a way to tie it to. Here's the thing. I don't think that sexuality discrimination belongs in the same conversation as civil discrimination, like civil rights. I don't, me personally. I get where you're coming from, but sometimes you're reaching. You know what I'm saying? Like sometimes.
But that's what I mean. That I feel like there's a real. It's kind of fucked up because I don't think it's something we can ever really like fix. But what I really think about the true issue is that there's like sets of people who like aren't really serious about that shit, and their voices tend to like drown out the people who like actually like experience that shit and aren't making shit weird. Like, I know trans people who don't care about none of that shit and think that shit just as weird as I think it is, because they're not the ones coming up with it. Most of them are either people of color or they're like just people that just get the shit, like, because they're trans and they're not doing it for attention or anything, like, or they're not, like, trans because mommy told them they could be whatever the fuck they wanted, so they just decided they were trans. I'm not saying that's, like, most of anybody, but I feel like that shit exists, and, like, I feel like what tends to happen is, like, the people who aren't even, like, necessarily properly representing that community end up having louder voices than the people that are actually trans and intersex. You see what I mean? Yeah. Like, if them motherfuckers will, like, go on Twitter and freak the fuck out about some shit, like, Tampa. Bro, I don't even, like, look at the fucking. I just go by them. I didn't even know there was, like, a female symbol on them. Like, I didn't even know that shit was on there. I don't look at the packaging. I just go buy my fucking pack and go home. Like,
just to disagree with some shit. There's really no problem. But they want to disagree with some shit.
Yeah. You know, and here's another example of it. Like, I don't know if you've ever seen this shit. This is like a joke that I'll see some people make, and I don't really like that shit because I feel like it overcomplicates shit. Like, sometimes, and I only really see like white trans people make the joke. Like, white people, because trans are whatever. So that would be like, well, keep being transphobic and we'll make a new gender. Fuck you. Like, that's not funny. If you really want, like, that shit to be taken seriously for people who are actually trans and actually intersex, like, that shit's not funny. That shit's a real thing. So if you want it to be treated like a real thing, then don't do shit. Like, and I feel like the only ones who are doing that are the ones who are, like, not serious. The same motherfuckers who think demisexual is a fucking thing are the same ones who are, like, making up shit about tampons. But, like, what I want people to understand is that, like, you don't have to disrespect the entire trans community because of some shit you've seen on Twitter.
What is demisexual,
dog? Oh, demisexual is some shit where, like, you fall in love with people that you have only an emotional connection with, or, like, it's dumb. It's dumb. It's dumb, and it's just, it's an example of a regular fucking relationship. It's not a sexuality. I don't care what anybody says. Call me what you want. Fucking cancel me. I will disrespect that and scoliosexual. It's not a sexuality. You're making a mockery of my fucking, of our fucking plight.
We started off talking about this shit. You're never getting canceled. Fuck them.
No, deadass. But like, no, I'm just saying, like, that kind of shit, you're making a mockery of the LGBT plight. Like, get that faggot ass shit. Get that shit out of here.
No,
and man. I can say faggot, I've taken it over like nigga. Fuck y'all.
It's cause it's really not a thing, dog. You're gonna do what you do regardless. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I don't like. Like, what's that that straight gay alliance shit they was doing back in high school?
Hey, hold up. Hey, hold up. I was, nigga, I was the president.
You was a part of that, Joy?
I was the president.
I'm not saying nothing bad about it. I'm saying that that's what we should move to.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we should
move to. I was about to say, hey, hold up. Like, what was wrong with it? We was the like, shit.
Let people do, no, yeah, no, I wasn't about to go in. But let people do what they do, dog. Like, you know what I'm saying? And just because somebody chooses, like, mind your fucking business. Like, at the end of the day, like, mind your business, dog. Like, that's all you gotta do.
Yeah, but see, all you gotta do. Like, shit like sexuality, like, it should be easy. Mind your business. But, like, shit like the tampon shit, I can understand, like, people's frustration and confusion. But, like, all I be wanting people to get is that, like, go talk to somebody trans, bro. Whenever, I think, honestly, what I suggest, anytime you see a dumbass article on the internet and you think it's a thing, go talk to somebody that's actually in your community that is trans and ask them if they care about that issue. They probably don't. They probably don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. And you're mad about some shit that's not a thing.
And for my people, I'm talking to black people specifically. Stop being so damn judgmental, dog. You want people to accept you for everything that you're going through, for all this disenfranchising. You want people to, like, listen to your plights and everything like that. But the moment somebody comes through with a different thought, or something that you don't necessarily agree with, y'all fucking drag them through the mud. At the same time, asking for people to accept you, though, for being black.
Yeah.
And that's that, the only parallel that can be drawn between the, you know, the LGBT plight and the civil rights plight of black people and even brown people and everybody else, is because you get judged unnecessarily. But that's some unnecessary shit that we shouldn't be shaming people for. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Come on, dog. Like, for real.
And that, like, leads me to my next thing. I seen a post today, and, like, I couldn't have said this shit better myself, and I really wish I had came up with it, because I've been trying to say the same thing for a while, but it's a frustrating issue, and sometimes I'm good with words, but I don't always say it right. So, they were like, stop saying that, like, shit's gonna, like, stop saying that someone's forcing you to accept anything. Like, dead ass. Like, people forget, like, yo, you're still able to, like, not like whatever the fuck you want. I want black people to understand that. Like, just because shit exists doesn't mean you're under attack. Like, you can like whatever the fuck you want. You can hate whatever you want. That just doesn't mean anybody has to not be treated like a person. Like.
Right. And that's the biggest thing. Don't treat somebody as less than because you don't agree with what they're doing.
Yeah. And honestly, secretly, like, that's what people be wanting.
Some type of way. But also, you can't equate certain things to other things. It just is what it is. And so, they try to equate, like, people being gay or people being lesbian or people being whatever they are to something bad. That's just what they are, dog. And you can't say you this loving, caring, open person if when somebody comes to you and expresses who they are and you automatically judge them and make fun of them and make light of their situation. Like, you ain't none of that, dog. Quit kidding yourself. Like, that's all it is to me. Like, dog.
No, I agree.
Don't come around people and everything like that, because it's nothing to judge, it's nothing to be in your feelings about. Look, if a gay dude come on to me, I'm gonna tell him, like, I don't go that way, whatever. I'm not gonna fucking get mad, you know what I'm saying?
Whatever. And that's, like, what I do if dudes come on to me. I'm just like, hey, yo, no, I like bitches, and then it's like, whatever.
Whatever, yeah, like, dude, we're here now, I told you what it was, and we're moving on. Like, get over it, dog.
Hey, that leads me to another thing. So I was watching Demon Slayer today, right? In English. So in Japanese.
You watching English? That's blasphemy. Now I'm judging. That's
what?
Horrible.
What? I watch sub and dub, thank you.
English dubs are trash. You know this. English dubs are trash, bro.
All of them. Sorry. All of them.
The level of voice acting that Japanese people do is on a totally different. They really feel it. English, whatever you call that shit, is so trash. It's so corny.
You don't like no English dubs? None? Zero?
Talking about what?
You don't like any you don't like any English dubs?
I don't.
So it's you know what? This is what I'm about to say is probably gonna make you not like that shit even more. Cause so, what I don't the only thing I don't like about English dubs is when they change the words. Like and make it something more politically correct for but only when they change it and make something more politically correct for America. So today I was watching Demon Slayer. Like, this is going to get into a rant, and I know you're going to be, like, into this rant. It's going to be great. You probably going to be able to rant on it, too. It's great. It's going to be a conversation. So, there's this scene in Demon Slayer where the main character, Tanjiro, has to, like, try to chop this rock in half. Anyway, so this other, like, swordsman, you know, stops him in the middle of his training and is like, yo, like, while Tanjiro is, like, whining about not being able to do it, he's like, yo, quit whining if you're a man. Like, it's unseemly for a man to do that, you know? You know, fight if you're a man. That's basically what he keeps saying in Japanese. Literally, if you're a man. But the English version, every time he says, if you're a man, it changes it to, if you want to be a demon slayer. And it's like, no! No! The only reason why I have a problem with that, mainly, is because I feel like it takes away what he was really trying to say. He wasn't trying to say, if you want to be a hero. He was trying to say, like, stop being a bitch. And you can say that. Like, I don't want men to be erased. Like, a nigga can still, you know what I mean? Like, well, I hated that, like, it changed it to that, because it was like, why? What the fuck was wrong with him saying that? If you want to be a demon slayer. It's
like, men are so PC culture with this Me Too movement. It's so PC culture.
You know what, like, that is? Like, white women.
Bro, but, like, everybody else hopping on it because, hey,
the Me Too movement, I get, but I'm talking about, like,
I'm talking to that man for about 45 minutes to an hour.
What? Oh, no. That nigga froze. It's lit. I'm in the wrong place. Now you feel me. We had a pause for the cause. Excuse me. Yo, your shit's like fucking hitting a little Kim. That shit was dumb as fuck, right? Fucking, fuck. We gonna have to restart it. Alright, well, let me save this segment. Technical difficulties and whatnot, but you know, we gonna wrap it.
We had a cool segment. I think we got into some shit, some deep conversations. It was wild. We laughed. We didn't cry. I think we've learned quite a bit. Or, I don't know. Maybe not. Doesn't matter. Now you got something to think about. Thanks for joining the conversation. Sensei out.